Hello guys, the rabbi's not here yet. Guys, the rabbi's not here yet. Oh, guys, the rabbi's not here yet?
I don't think so. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm here.
Oh.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Hello, anybody there?
Yeah, good morning, Rabbi.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had a little bit of a problem getting through. Please excuse me. So let us just continue a little bit with the Chofetz Chaim from yesterday. Chofetz Chaim says he wants a dash in a pasuk in Tehillim. L'cha Hashem chased. Chesed Hashem is by you, ki ato teshalem l'ish kamaseyu, because you will pay everyone commensurately to their deeds. So he says, many ask a question. It's, if Hashem is paying you based on what you did, where's the chesed involved? You're entitled to that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Amarti mikvar levar b'dechin. He wants to give a mashal. So he gives the following mashal. Someone was hired himself out to be an apprentice, to be trained for a certain profession. So they made a deal that he hired him for 5 years, and the apprentice, balabas, will feed him, clothe him, teach him the trade. And he paid the apprentice 25 ruble, you know, for being trained. But they made the following deal. So he's going to support this kid for 5 years. But in the fifth year, since he'll already be an expert at what he's doing, just like other people, he knows the trade. So his boss will give him a half a ruble. As payment, half a ruble per week. That's the deal. He gives the boss 25 ruble to train him. And meantime, the deal is that the boss will feed him, clothe him, train him, and in the fifth year, he's going to pay him even a half a ruble per week. Over time, the business grew, and the boss became very busy. He got so busy to the point that he had to give, you know, other people. He had to assign a lot of the work to other people because he couldn't do all that work. But when he assigned the work to the others, he paid them 4 ruble a week to do the work. So now this apprentice came to the boss and he said, hey, my work is just as good as their work. If you're paying them 4 ruble a week, why don't you pay me 4 ruble a week? So he said, you know, you're cheating me. So the balabas said like this, I'm not cheating you. Isachel, you're very foolish. Can you compare yourself to the other workers? First of all, I didn't extend myself to train them. I didn't have to train them. Second of all, I'm supporting you. You're eating my food. I'm giving you clothes. And even in the work that you're doing, you're using my tools. Clever Michelle, they don't use my tools. I don't support them. They're independent of me. You, I'm supporting still, and you're using my tools to do your work. So you're not, you can't compare yourself to them. So I'm paying when I give you a half a ruble a week, it's more than what you deserve. That's the mashal. So now the Chofetz Chaim says, Kena davar zeh. When we do mitzvahs, right? If a person will think about mitzvahs that he does. For example, you put on tefillin, right? So, halah yad shemnicha tefillin. So your hand that Hashem gave you to put the tefillin on, the gamadas and the seichel, the mind that you have to do the mitzvah and the strength, the money to buy the tefillin, everything came from Hashem. Your ability to do the mitzvah is because of Hashem. The only thing that's really what you're doing is the choice. You have the choice to do the mitzvah, not to do the mitzvah. But Hashem is supplying all the goods. Afilu hachi, and nevertheless, the pasuk is saying, Hashem pays you the full salary. He's going to give you the full ruble, 4 ruble. You're not going to get a half. He's going to pay you like any worker. Afilu hachi, misham l'kadosh baruch hu, Hashem pays you as if you did it all. So that's pshat in the pasuk. L'cho Hashem chosed. Hashem, you are the one who does chesed. Ki ata tishalem le'ish k'maseyu. Do you pay the person the full wages where you really didn't have to? That was one pshat in this pasuk, says the Chofetz Chaim. But now, according to what we were talking about yesterday, that there are two types of judgments up there. You can have a judgment where Hashem has his Sanhedrin, and their judgment will be tougher than Hashem's, or where Hashem just takes the whole thing into his hands and does it on his own, right? If Hashem does it on his own, so then he looks to, you know, if you were a Baal Chesed down here in this world, so he'll look to do Chesed for you upstairs and try to minimize your Averis and justify, you know, with excuses. So now the Chofetz Chaim says, now we can touch the pasuk this way. He says, you can ask me another question. The pasuk said here, L'cho Hashem chosed, ki ato tishalem lish k'masei, you will pay the person based on his deeds. Now in grammar, it could have just said, ki tishalem, you will pay. Tishalem means you will pay. So why does that say, ki ato? That extra ato, you, it seems to be extra. But the Chofetz Chaim says, no, everything is good now. Because the kavonis hakosov, what the pasuk means, the kishakadosh baruch hu levadei hu adayin shaloi l'shamay kamaisav, that if Hashem alone is going to be the judge, so then there'll be a lot of extra chesed mixed into the judgment. Hashem is a very great Rachman. But if the judgment will be done by the Bezdin Shalmala, then it won't be as much chesed. He said, that's shot in the pasuk. Ulecho Hashem chesed. You're the one who does greater chesed in the judgment. Ki ata, meaning, because when you do the judgment, that's what the ata is. If Hashem himself looks into the case, so then much chesed will be mixed into that. Okay, being that we're running late, we'll stop here at this point, and believe that we will continue. We'll see how else he teaches. Okay, let's go to Bava Kamma, back to our Gemara. Let's go over the Gemara we learned yesterday, and we will continue further. We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, 6 lines down from the top by the 2 dots. So we had Rabbi Yeshua told us there are 4 cases that Yepatim Dini Adam Chayb Dini Shemayim. So now we're going to deal with case number 3. Amamar. We said, Hasoicher Ede Sheker. If somebody hires false witnesses, Lahaid, to testify, so to testify falsely, that let's say Reuven owes Shimon money, let's say Levi comes and hires Reuven, comes and hires a pair of witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. So then Levi will be Pater Midine Adam V'chayb Dine Shemayim. That was Reuven gave the Bezdin Paskin that Reuven owes Shimon the money, since he were a pair of witnesses, and Shimon received the money. So now the Levi, the one who hired them, he is part of Midine Adam, V'chayev v'dinei shamayim. You can't take him, you can't force it, take him to Bezdin to force him to pay back Reuven, but in Shemayim he'll be chayev. And Tosis will ask, why does Levi have to pay? Or why is he chayev in Shemayim? Why don't you make Shimon the one who received the money? Right? Reuven had to give Shimon the money. So Shimon's got money that doesn't belong to him. Let Shimon pay Reuven back. That's Tosis' question. And Tosis will give us three different answers of why Shimon doesn't pay back. Now let the Eidim pay back. So we'll give the same answers for the Eidim. Pnei Shur will tell us. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Amamar, we said, Asaycher Eidei Sheker, he hires false witnesses to testify. So he's part of the Adam Achai Bedine Shemayim. So the Gemara wants to know, Heichi Dami, what exactly is the case here? Ilemel Nafshei, did he hire the witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Levi the money? No, it was Levi hired the witnesses so that Levi can get the benefit. So then that can't be the case. Says the Gemara, why? Because Mamoina Boy Lishlume, meaning Levi received this money illegally, so he would have to pay it back in Bezdin. He would not be part of Bedine Yadam. If he got the money, he'll be Chaya Bedine Yadam. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right. So what was Rabbi Yeshua talking about? Ella L'chavrei. The case is that Levi hired these witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Shimon the money. So in such a case, Levi doesn't have the money. Levi did not receive the money, the illegal money, and therefore he's big part of Medina Yadam, but he'll be chai Medina Shemayim because he caused that Reuven should lose money. So he was a grama ben Zakin, causative damage. That's what the Gemara says. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Linafshei. That was the Gemara's question. Did Levi hire the witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Levi the money? Lahoitzi Mammon mechaveiro la'atzmo. Did he hire them to extract money from Reuven and that he himself, Levi, should receive the money? Well, if that's the case, Mamoina boy lishlume. Then Levi would not be part of Medina Yadam. He'd be chai Medina Yadam to pay back the money. Says Rashi, Mamoina boy lishlume, oisai mamon shahoitzi. That money which they extracted from Reuven, chai v'lachsir, Levi would have to give it back. He's sitting on illegally gained money. So he'd be chai Medina Yadam as well. That can't be the case Rabbi Yeshua was referring to. So the Gemara said, you're right, the case is L'chavrei, next Rashi, that Levi hired the witnesses to say that Reuven owes Shimon money, a third party. There's Rashi, L'chavrei, Sochar Eidei Sheker, he hired false witnesses, L'hoitzi Mana, May Reuven the Shimon to extract money from Reuven to give it to Shimon. Okay, so let's go to Tosis now. So yesterday, we didn't do this Mamoina Tosis yesterday. Let's learn it now. Mamoina boy Shlume. Tosis, the second Tosis on the page. Mamoina boy Shlume, he has to pay money. So we said, what's this Tosis referring to? That there was the Havamin of the Gemara. If he hired the witnesses to say that Reuven owes Levi the money, in other words, he wanted to gain the money for himself, but then he's chai b'dinei Adam. He has to get back the money that he received illegally. Says Tosfos, b'chi tema, maybe you're going to say, pater midine Adam, mishum deloyadinan shehem eide sheker. Maybe the case, the Tosis is suggesting, maybe the case really is that he hired the witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Levi the money. So the Gemara says, well, then he bechayv b'dinei Adam. So Taisa says, yeah, but maybe what he's telling us is that in case nobody knows that these are false witnesses. They never found out that these are false witnesses. In the meantime, Reuven has given money to Levi through false witnesses, but nobody knows they're false witnesses. They pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. They accepted them. And so maybe Rabbi Shua is telling us that this guy, even though he's getting away with it down here, but he's chayav b'dinei shamayim. That's what he means. Part of b'dinei adam, he's part of down here because we don't know they're false witnesses, so we can't take him to Bezdin down here. But in truth, in shamayim, he's going to be held accountable. So maybe that's what Rabbi Shua's case was. That's Tosis's question. So again, so Tosis says, Mamayna boy shlume. The Gemara said that if he testified on, he got the witnesses testified that he was able to pay the money, so then he'd have to pay, then Levi would have to pay the money back, because even B'dinei Adam. B'chi Tamas, the Tosis says, maybe going to say, you know what it means, part of B'dinei Adam? Bechitem apatim dine adam mishum de lo yadinan sheheme de sheker. The reason why he's patim dine adam is because we don't know these are false witnesses, so we can't take him to Bezin down here to pay. But in Shemayim, we want him to know that you're going to be held accountable. That's what it means. That's Tosis's question. So Tosis says, can't mean that. Why? Mikol Makay. Nevertheless, says Tosis, Kivan she'im hayinu yoidim she'me de sheker, Mishalein, since if we would know, if Bezdin down here would know that these are false witnesses, then he would have to pay. Ein shayach lemisni potter b'dini adam. We can't call this a case that he's potter down here. In other words, if we would really know these are false witnesses, so then he would be chayiv. So we can't call this a case of potim dini adam. Potim dini adam means that even if you took him to Bezdin, he would still be potter. If we knew that this was false witnesses and you took him to Bezdin, he would be chayiv. So therefore, you can't say that that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant, potim dini adam chayiv dini shamayim, because we don't know they're false witnesses. That statement would not be correct in such a case, because really, in such a case, he'd be chayiv b'dinei yadam. So therefore, the Gemara tells us the cases that they testified for somebody else, for Shimon. So here, if we took him to Bezdin, we know it's false witnesses, and if we would take Levi to Bezdin, Bezdin cannot make him be chayiv. That's a case of potim b'dinei yadam. That if we had the ability to take him to Bezdin, Bezdin would say, listen, our hands are tied, we can't do anything, but you should know, in Shemayim, they will hold you accountable for your crime. That's the first Tosis here. That's what he says, Mamayna boy shlume. Says Tosis further, Elo lechavrei. So the Gemara concluded that the cases, he hired the witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. And in such a case, we cannot hold Levi responsible b'dinei Adam of b'dinei Shemayim, he will be chayiv. Asks Tosfos, why are we going to Levi? True, he hired these false witnesses, but who's got the money? Shimon received the money from Reuven. So why don't we go after Shimon and make him pay? And if Shimon would pay, then Reuven is not chayiv b'dinei shamayim, because then there's no loss, right? Then Reuven got his money back. The Tosis says, "Kigoin she'ein lechavrei ma lishalem." We're speaking like in a case where Shimon spent the money. He doesn't have any money to give back. He's broke. So here we're saying, well, we can't go after Shimon, Okay, Levi, you will be held responsible because you caused this damage to Reuven. And
is
we
Shimon
spoke out
the
Panay
false
Jewish.
Witness in this case?
What?
Is Shimon the false witness in this case?
No. No, Shimon is the
who's
recipient.
Shimon
is...
Oh, I thought Levi is the recipient.
In the Havamina, we wanted to say that Levi is the recipient. But then we said that can't be because then he would decide even within the Adam. So now we're saying that Shimon is the recipient. But
Levi
he hires
is a, getting it for Shimon.
That's right. Levi is doing Shimon a favor, so to say.
Okay, thanks.
So he's hired the witnesses to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. So Tosis now is saying Shimon's broke. So then we're going after Levi, who hired the witnesses to cause the damage to Reuven, right? Reuven is damaged. He paid out the money. He doesn't have the money now, right? So Shimon doesn't have money to pay back. Okay, so we're going after Levi, who hired the false witnesses. So the Pnei Yeshua speaks out. Why don't we go after the witnesses? So he says the case is also where they don't have money. All right, that's answer number one. Shimon, who received the money, is broke, that can't pay back. Or Tosfos says, Shahalach l'mdinas hayam. Shimon skipped town. He's nowhere to be found, so we can't go after him. So then we go after Levi. Or third Tosfos says, Kegoin she'ein anu yoidim she'heim eide sheker. That what if we don't know that these are false witnesses. So here we can't go after Shimon because Bezin thinks, you know, that these witnesses were kosher. So we can't hold Shimon responsible for this. So therefore, we're going after Levi. And we're going to say Levi is chayav b'dinei shamayim for hiring these false witnesses that caused a loss to Reuven. Okay, that's one issue. Now, Tosfos has another issue, and that is, what he has a shaila. What if the guy, Levi, did not hire the false witnesses, but he went over to them and told them, listen, you know, this Reuven guy, he's a real character. I know that he owes Shimon money, but I can't prove it. So I want you guys to go and testify that you saw, let's say, a loan took place where Shimon lent Reuven money, and Reuven really owes Shimon the money. But he didn't hire them to testify falsely. He just told them, go testify. I'm telling you, Reuven's a crook. Go testify that he owes money to Shimon. And they went and did it. Who's going to be held accountable in this case? That's Tosfos' question. Will Levi, who told these false witnesses to go testify, will he be held accountable b'dinei shamayim or not? So Tosfos says, what would have been a greater chiddush to say that yechayev b'dinei shamayim? If he hired them to testify, or if he told them to testify, what would you say? Anybody out there with an opinion?
If he just told them.
If he just told them, that would be a greater chiddush, right?
Yeah.
And if that was true, Tosfos is saying, the Gemara should have given that case. Why does the Gemara give a case where he hired them? Must be because if he told them to do it without hiring them, then Levi would be pater midinei shamayim as well. That's what Tosfos says. Says Tosfos. V'dafka soicher. When do you say that Levi is chay midinei shamayim? Only if he hired them. Avol Omar, but if he told them, he just told them, go testify. Potter Medina Shemayim, believe and be Potter Medina Shemayim. And what would his svara be? The svara, Shelo Yishmolo, figures they're not going to listen to him. Okay, so that's Tysus' first step. Now, Tysus says, wait, no. Maybe Oimer would be Chaya B'dinah Shemayim as well. But he told you the case of Soicher, because Soicher has a greater Chiddush than Oimer. We thought till now, Oimer is the greater Chiddush. So he's saying, no, Soicher has a greater Chiddush, because he wanted to tell you that he's part of Medina Yadam. So maybe that's why he told us the case of Soicher. In other words, the Tosfos is asking now on what he said. He said Oimer is going to either, if it was a case of Oimer, then Levi is Potter Medina Shemayim. So Tosfos is saying, no, maybe Oimer would also be Chaya Medina Shemayim. Levi would still be Chaya Medina Shemayim. But the reason he gave you the case of Soicher is because he wants to tell you that he's Potter Medina Yadam. I might have thought you hired false witnesses, you should be chayiv even b'dinei Adam. So Tosfos says, it's like a unspoken question. Ve'ein loymar, ve'ein nira loymar, it doesn't seem right to say the nokat soicher, that the reason he gave you the case of soicher, that soicher is chayiv b'dinei Shemayim, as opposed to giving the case of Oimer's Chayv Dina Shemayim, because Lashmina, because he wants to tell you, Dafilu Soicher Potter Medina Yadam. Right? Maybe he told you the case of Soicher, because he wants to tell you the Chiddush, that Soicher is Potter Medina Yadam. So Tosfos says, that can't be. That's not really the Chiddush of this case. The Chiddush of this case is that it's Chayv Dina Shemayim. How do you know that? So Tosfos says, because we see that from the Gemara a little bit further down the page. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara makes a trichasa, which means like this. The Gemara later, after we finish these four cases, the Gemara is going to say, I got a bunch of other cases that's part of Medina Yadam Chai Medina Shemayim. How come Rabbi Yeshua only, the Brice only mentioned these four cases? The Gemara is going to say, no, because these four cases had special chidushim in them. And when it talks about this case of Soicher Edei Sheker, the Gemara says, you know what the special chidush was? That he's Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. So you see from the Gemara that the chidush of this case is that you're Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, not that you're Potter Medinei Adam. If that was the greater chidush, it should have said that you're Potter Medinei, Levi is Potter Medinei Adam. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Chiddush is that Levi is Chai B'dinah Shemayim. So if so, so now Tosfos has come full circle and he's saying, well, if the Chiddush is that you're Chai B'dinah Shemayim, and if you hold that Oimer is also Chai B'dinah Shemayim, then you should have said Oimer instead of the case of Soicher. And since the Gemara told us the case of Soicher, it must be that the case of Oimer is Potter Medine Adam and Potter Medine Shemayim, totally Potter, like Tosfos had suggested at the outset. So let's reread this piece of Tosfos inside. All right, we're in the Tosfos Divrei Masel Lechavrei, 1, 2, 3, 4th line in the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, the Dafka Soicher, that this halacha, that Levi is Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, is only if he hired these false witnesses. Aval Oma, but if he just told them to go testify falsely, but he didn't hire them, then Potter B'dinei Shemayim, then Oimer will be Potter even B'dinei Shemayim. This sover, because he thinks, Shelo Yishmolo, they're not going to listen to him. The Ein Nira Loima, I ask Tosis, no, maybe Oima would also be Chayav B'dinei Shemayim, but he gave you the case of Soicher because there's a bigger Chiddush. That is that that the Soicher is Potter M'dinei Yadam. Tosis says that's not the Chiddush over here. That's not the Chiddush of Soicher. The Ein Loima, you can't say the Nokat Soicher that he told you the case of Soicher Lashmina to teach you the Afilu Soicher Pata Medina Yadam. To tell you that Soicher is Pata Medina Yadam, and that's a greater Chiddush. She'ein Zeshim Chiddush. The Torah says that's not a Chiddush. It's Pashit. And I'll prove it to you that that's not a Chiddush, that he's Pata Medina Yadam. The Ein Zeshim Chiddush. Ula Kamon, because later, we'll see in the Gemara later on, Loi Avet Tzrichusa, but the Gemara tells us that why we had to have these four cases because there were special Chedushim here. So the Gemara, when it said, the reason why I need it is Ella, Loi Avet Tzrichusa, Ella Medina Shemayim. The Gemara said, because I need this case to tell me that Yechai Medina Shemayim. So you see, that was the Chiddush here. Yechai Medina Shemayim. If Omer was also Chai Medina Shemayim, then you should have said the case of Omer. So therefore must be that Omer is Potter. So that's the conclusion. Soicher is Chayiv. Omer will be Potter even Medina Shemayim. Soicher is Chayiv Medina Shemayim. Omer is Potter Medina Shemayim.
Why would Omer have been included?
What?
Why would Omer have been included?
What do you mean, why? Tosis is clearing, right? Maybe Omer is also Chayiv Medina Shemayim. The Tosis says it can't be.
If Omer was also Chayiv Medina Shemayim, why would it be included?
What do you mean, why would it be included? Tosis is clearing. Would Omer be Chayiv Medina Shemayim? So Tosis' thought is, if it was, it should have said the case of Omer, because that's a greater Chiddush. Then Tosis says, well, no, maybe Soicher is a greater Chiddush because he wanted to tell you Patan Dini Adam. So Tosis says, you see from the Gemara later on, that that's not so. Aside from the fact that it would be Pshita, first Tosis says it's Pshita, right? That there's no Chiddush there to tell me that you're part of Dini Adam. He didn't do direct damage. There's no Chiddush, right? If you do direct damage, then you're Chayiv. If it's Grama, you're not Chayiv Dini Adam. You can't be Chayiv Dini Adam. So therefore, that would be Pashit. To tell me that even by Soicher, you're part of Dini Adam, that's a double Pashit. And then he goes and he proves this in the Gemara later on. The Gemara says it explicitly. The Chiddush is that you're Chayiv Dini Shemayim.
So the Chiddush for Soicher is that you're part of Medina Shemayim, but not...
No. The Chiddush for Soicher is that you're Chayiv Dini Shemayim.
Right. Chayiv Dini Shemayim, but part of Medina Adam?
No, the Dini Adam is Pashit. That's what Tosha is saying. To say that he's part of Medina Adam is really a double Pashit.
Why is it Pashit?
Because it's a grammar. I don't need you to tell me that you're part of Dini Adam. This is not direct damage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go and you break someone's window, you did direct damage. And you're chayiv. This is grama. It's causative damage. That's pashit, that is pater. So I don't need you to tell me that part of the halacha is not the chiddush here. And you see from the Gemara later on says, what's the main chiddush over here? The chiddush is that you're chayiv Dini Shemayim.
And why aren't you
Chayiv B'dinei
Shemayim for Omer?
Because he figures the guy's not going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Why should he listen to him? Right? Why should you listen? You know, there's Gemara says a rule: Ein Adam Choyte V'loy Loy, which means a person doesn't sin for somebody else. Right, if I tell you to do an Avera, you're not going to do the Avera. Why should you do the Avera and get yourself into trouble? It's just because I told you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, to say So therefore, Omer, you know, why should you? Why just because I tell you to testify false? Why should you go testify false? You can't hold me responsible. I don't think you're really going to do it.
If I don't think you're going to do it, why would I tell you to do
whatever. It? Whatever. Joke, I don't know, whatever it is. You don't expect, I wouldn't expect you to go and do it. I wouldn't expect you to go and do it. Even I tell you, I don't think you're going to do it. Why should you, you know, it's foolish for you to do it. Why should you do it? Just because I told you to do an Avera, so you can go do an Avera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tosis now wants to bring another proof that Omer is part of Medina Shemayim. Right, that's what Tosis has established. Omer is part of Medina Shemayim. So we saw it from the Gemara later on, that the Chiddush of, we just saw that the Chiddush is that Seicher is Chai Medina Shemayim. But Tosis has concluded, Omer, Yepater. Even Medina Shemayim. So Tais now is going to bring a proof to that. The Yait, the Pirkin Tanan. Later in the period, we're going to learn the following din. Hashaleach es ha-be'era biyad cheresh shayta v'katan. If you give fire to a cheresh shayta v'katan, these people have no das, right? They don't have any seichel to protect the fire from starting a fire. So what if you gave it to them? So we can't make you chayiv, and then let's say they go and take this fire and they burn something down. So we can't make you chayiv for giving it to them because you didn't start the fire directly. Right? You just caused, by your action, you enabled the cheresh shayta v'katan to start the fire. So again, you're a grumma. It's causative damage. It's not direct damage on your part. So therefore, you're potter medina yada. But in Shemayim, they're going to say, you know, it's because of you that this whole fire happened and you caused damage indirectly, granted. But you're going to be chayv in Shemayim. So it says there, Ashaleach es ha-be'era, if somebody sends a fire, biyad cheresh, shoyt v'katan, he gives the fire, the cheresh shayta v'katan, pater midine yadam. So you who gave them the fire is pater midine yadam, v'chayiv v'dine shemayim. But in Shemayim, you will be chayiv. However, shilach biyat pikeach, what if you gave the fire to a normal person? Right? You gave him a torch. A normal person, an adult, has his own seichel. So he should know not to go start a fire. So then, your potter, you who gave it to him, your potter even midine shemayim. You did nothing wrong. You gave it to a normal person, so the normal person should know how to watch the fire. So it says it like this: Shilach biyat pikeach. If he sent the fire, he gave the fire to a normal person. So then, If the pikeach goes and starts a fire, he's chayiv. Mashma, that implies the shaleach, that the one who sent it, is pater af midine shemayim. The pikeach will be chayiv to pay even midine adam. And the shaleach, it's mashma, that he'll be pater even midine shemayim. Now the shaleach is like an oimer, right? What if he tells the pikeach here, go burn down that house? He's not going to listen. He shouldn't listen, right? He's a normal person. He has das. He knows that you can't start a fire and burn down somebody's house. So therefore, it says there that the shaleach will be potter. The shaleach is like an oimer. It's like you tell the witnesses to go testify. You don't expect them to go testify. They have their own seichel. So therefore, just like your potter here, the shaleach who gives it to a pikeach is potter because it's not expected that they're going to start the pikeach will start a fire just because the shaleach said here, take this torch and burn down that house. So just like there, you're potter even midinah shamayim. So too, if you tell witnesses to testify falsely, they're expected that they should testify. And therefore, you will be potter even midinah shamayim. Okay, that takes care of case number 3, correct? That's our third case of First case was you purged getnei bemes chavero. Then we had the case of the fire, where you bent the grain towards somebody's fire and it caused fire. And now we have the case of where you hired false witnesses. Now the Gemara is going to go to the fourth case. Hayadeya edis lechavero ve'ena meyid lo. Now, what does that simply mean? Simple pshat is, let's say you know that Reuben owes Shimon money, right? Shimon comes to you and says, "Listen, I want you to testify in my behalf. You saw me lend him the money. You know that Reuben owes me money." And let's call him Levi, right? Shimon comes to Levi and says, "I want you to testify. Reuben owes me money." And Levi said, he swears. We'll see the Gemara. Well, and Levi does not testify. Let's leave it that way right now. And Levi does not testify on his behalf, even though he knows that Reuben owes him the money. So then, now, Shimon's not going to collect. So Levi, by not testifying, is causing Shimon a loss of money. Correct? If he would have testified, it seems Shimon would have gotten the money. And now that he doesn't testify, Shimon can't collect. So Shimon is losing money, but it's like an indirect damage. So therefore, the din is, Potter midine yadam. Can't make him chayiv midine yadam because he wasn't a direct damage. But the chayiv midine shamayim. Midine shamayim, he'll be chayiv. So the Gemara wants to understand exactly what is the case. What is the situation here? Let me ask you a question. See if anybody knows this. If Levi would come and testify that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, does Reuven have to pay? And Bezin accepts his testimony. Does Reuven have to pay?
Yes.
What?
Eid Echad.
Eid Echad. Good. So what's the din of Eid Echad? Will he have to pay?
No.
Yeah.
He won't have to pay. But what? So what? What's going to happen? What does Eid Echad do?
Make him swear.
Makes him swear. Very good. Who said that?
Binyamin Kelman.
Binyamin Kelman. Good. Glad to have you today. Okay. Good. An Eid Echad can only obligate Reuven to swear that he doesn't owe Shimon the money. Now, if he's not going to want to swear falsely, he may just say, "Okay, I admit I owe him the money." But you can't collect with one eid. Eid Echad is only mechayiv a shvua. So now the Gemara wants to know what exactly is going on here. He didn't want to testify, right? That's the case. He didn't want to testify for Reuven. But so the Gemara says, but one witness can't make him pay anyway. So let's see the Gemara inside. If somebody has knows testimony for his friend, but he does not testify for him. So, what are we talking about over here? Elema bebetray. Are we speaking that there's also another witness here? In other words, Levi is witness number two. There's another witness here that knows, that's willing to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. And Levi is a potential second witness. if there are two witnesses that Reuven owes Shimon money, then Reuven's going to have to pay. So the Gemara is asking, Elema bebetrei, are we speaking here that there are two witnesses with Levi, meaning Levi is the second witness? So then Pshita, the Raisahu, then for sure, then it's Pashit, that is Chai B'dinei Shemayim. Look in Rashi, Pshita, the Raisahu, the Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim, then it's a Dava Pashit. It's obvious that the Chai B'dinei Shemayim. I don't need Rabbi Shua to tell me that Yechai B'dinei Shemayim here. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Daraisahu? That it's Midaraisa. The Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avaynai, that if he doesn't testify, then he will be carrying a sin. He'll be obligated because of a sin. Says Rashi, Im lo yagid betray komishtoi. The Pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra. In Chumash Parshas Vayikra, in the end of the, in Perek Hay, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh kisechata. I'll read you the Pasuk. V'nefesh kisechata, if somebody sins, V'shama koil Allah, and he hears the sound of a shvua. Rashi explains it means that Shimon, who's owed the money, comes to Beis Din and says to Beis Din, and he takes Levi to Beis Din, and he says, Levi, I'm obligating you to swear to me that you do not know testimony. I know that you saw the loan, and you know that Reuven owes me the money. I want you to testify. And if Levi refuses to testify, meaning Levi says, I don't know the testimony, so he swears to him. He swears, I don't know any testimony. And really, he did know the testimony. And then he admits that he swore false. This is what the Pasuk is talking about. So then he has to bring a carbon. But it says, the Pasuk says that Im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, and let's say he doesn't admit, he swears false, he swears I don't know any testimony. So the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, v'nas avono, he's going to carry a sin. So you see that in Shemayim, he's going to carry a sin. So of course he's chayav b'dinei Shemayim. That's what the Gemara is saying now. If he is witness number two, and he refused, he swore that he does no testimony for Shimon. So Im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, he's going to carry a sin. So you see, the Torah tells you that he's got a sin on his shoulders here, but not testifying. So I don't need Rabbi Shua to tell me that he's chai b'dinei Shemayim, because the Pasuk tells me it's Chai B'dinei Shemayim. That's what Rashi says. Pshita D'Raisahu, the Chai B'dinei Shemayim. From the Pasuk, I see it's Chai B'dinei Shemayim. Now remember, I just want you to remember very clearly that the case of the Pasuk is that he made him swear in Beis Din. He wanted to testify for him. And in Beis Din, he swore false that he does not know any testimony. That's when it says, "Benasa avaynoi," he'll carry a sin. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then it's pshita. I know from the pasuk that it's chai b'dinei Shemayim. Ella, so therefore the Gemara answers, "Bichad," that he's not the second witness. There's no other witness. He's a lone witness, and we'll see Rashi, a lone witness can be mechayev and mishvua, and maybe if he would have If he would have testified, the guy will say, oh, I'm not going to swear false, and therefore he'll pay. So therefore he's a grama bin azakin. He caused a causative damage. And that's why, that's the case where Rabbi Shua says, is chayiv b'dina shemayim. Says Rashi. Let's go to the Rashis now. Im lo yagid. Right? This was going on the kasha. That if it's speaking that there's two witnesses, that he's the second witness, and if he would have testified, you would have collected the money, but now he swore that he had no testimony, and now you can't collect the money. So that's Pashit. That he's chai b'din ishamayim, because the Pasuk says, im lo yagid v'no savono. Says Rashi, im lo yagid betray ko mishtoi. The Pasuk is speaking about two witnesses, that he's the second witness. Midekapid ahagada. Because since the Pasuk says, im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, mashma, that implies she'ilu magidin. The Pasuk is implying that if he would have testified, then he would have made the guy chayav money. Well, it's only if there's two people. So he says, that since the Pasuk uses the term yagid, that implies that if he would have testified, they would have collected money. Well, that would only have been if he was the second witness, if there were two witnesses. Says Rashi, again, imo yagid betray ko mishtoi. The Pasuk is speaking where there were two witnesses. Me the kapita hagada, since the Torah is using this term yagid, hagada, mashma, that's mashma, she'ilu magidin, that if it's mashma, that if they would have said their testimony, it's chayiv zemomen, it's chayiv momen. V'yoid, and also, kaimalon, komokam shenemar eid, harekan shnei eidim. Okay, so now Rashi means like this. The Pasuk says, again, v'nefesh ki sechata, if someone sins, v'shama kol Allah, v'hu aid. And he is a witness, right? That's how you teach aid. So how many, so the simple meaning would mean that he is a lone witness. So Rashi says, no, we have a rule. Now, wherever the Pasuk says the word aid, it means two witnesses. Unless the Pasuk specifically says aid echad. Well, if it says aid echad, that means you know it's 1-8. So again, so Rashi says, Kamakam shenema aid. Anywhere in the Torah which says eid, hare kan shnei eidim. It means that there are two witnesses. Ad, sheparat l'charkos of echad. When does it not mean two witnesses? If the Pasuk writes echad, hidiksiv, like it says, l'yokum eid echad be'ish, l'chalavan l'chalchatas. Right there it says eid echad. Right? In that Pasuk. So there it says one witness. So that implies, why did the Torah have to write Eid Echad? If Eid means one, it just should have said, Layakum Eid, Be'ish. So therefore that implies to us, since here he wrote Echad, that means normally Eid does not mean Echad. Eid means Shnayim. Okay, that's the proof. Since in this place, in this Pasuk, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you Eid Echad, that implies that generally speaking, Eid does not mean Echad. Here, the Torah tells you Eid Echad. But otherwise, wherever it says the word Eid, it means two Eidim. Okay, so now in this pasuk of the testimony, it says la yakum, it says v'hu aid ayra ayada. So that means he's the second aid, because aid means two. So therefore, this pasuk, that's how Rashi's proving that this Pasuk is speaking about where there are two Edim, and he's the second Ed, and the Pasuk is saying, V'nasa avoinai, that he's going to carry the sin. So you see that he's Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. If he's the second witness from the Pasuk, you see that it's Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. So it's Midoraisa. I don't need Rabbi Yeshua to tell me that in such a case, you're Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. That I get from the Pasuk. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua has to be talking about a different case, not where he's the second witness. And therefore the Gemara says, you're right, Ela B'chad, says Rashi further. We're speaking about that he was a single witness. There was no second witness. So why is he chayiv? If he's just a singular witness can come to Bezin and say, Reuven owes Shimon money, Bezin's not going to make Reuven pay. So by not testifying, he didn't cause him a loss. So why is he chayiv b'dinei Shamayim? So Rashi explains, Ela b'chad, shemechayva yishvua. Because one witness, true, he can't make him pay, but he can obligate him to swear. He can make, if he comes to Bezin and says, I saw Reuven borrow the money from Shimon, Bezin's going to say, okay, Reuven, you got to swear that you don't owe Shimon the money, or you paid him, or whatever it is. Ela b'chad, shemechai v'shvua. So we're speaking about one witness. What does one witness accomplish? Shemechai v'shvua, he can make him swear. Ubedine shamayim mechayiv. So the Rabbi Yeshua is telling us that in this case, if this guy refuses to testify, so then he's not going to obligate Reuven to swear. So in this case, you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim for not testifying. You'll be chayiv for the money in shamayim because you're causing that Shimon can't collect the money that's owed to him. Now, Lamaisa, why should he be chayiv? Because he didn't make him swear. So Rashi explains, D'i have a masid, because if he would have testified, Mechayiv leishvua. Then he would have obligated Reuven to swear that Dilma loy hava mishtaba b'shikra, and maybe Reuven would not want to swear falsely, or mishalem, and he would have paid. So therefore, he is causing him a loss. And therefore, he's causing him a loss. And that's why, but it's not a direct loss, it's not a direct damage. So therefore, he's chayiv b'dinei shamayim. So therefore, that's the explanation of the fourth case. Right? Again. He was asked to testify. So it's not a case where he was the second witness, where if he would have been the second witness, they would have obligated him to pay. Right? If he would be second witness to the case, so then, if he would have testified, then Reuven would have to pay. But so he didn't testify and caused them an indirect loss. So the Gemara said that cannot be the case because that's Pashit, that I know Midoraisa, and the Pasukim LaYagid, that he'd be Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim. So therefore, the case is where he was a singular witness. But I, a singular witness, can't make a person pay. And Mimela, so why should it be Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim? Even if we were to testify, that would not obligate the Reuven to pay. The answer is, no, true, he cannot obligate him to pay, but he could have obligated him to swear. And maybe Reuven would not want to swear false. And he would have been mitzvah that he owes him the money. So therefore, he is causing him an indirectly a loss of money. So that's why he's chayiv b'dinei shamayim. That's the fourth case. Okay. Maybe we'll hold it here for today for the Gemara. And we'll learn a little Mishnah Berurah. And we'll come back to this. We'll chazer it over. Tomorrow is Friday. Parshas Emor, 10:30. Chumash and Rashi. Okay, 10:30, Chumash Rashi, Parshas Emor. In the meantime, let's just go through the attendance, and then we'll learn Mishnah Berurah. Yossi Cohen?
Yeah, Rabbi, I'm here. Thank you for the share.
Okay. You're very welcome. Tal Engelstein?
Yes, here.
Chaim Shlomo?
Yes, I'm here.
Shmuel Mizrahi?
I'm here.
Netanel is here. Dr. Yehuda? Tovia Zamler?
I'm here. Thank you for the shir.
You're very welcome. Avner Laluz?
I'm here. Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. Moshe Aaron Cohen? Is here. Benjamin Kelman is here. Levi Yitzchak?
I'm here.
Good. Anybody, did I miss anybody? I mean, I miss you all personally, but I just want to know if I missed anyone in the roll call. Okay, so let's learn a little Mishnah Berurah now. Simen Tov Pei Tef. A very strange machaber we're going to come across. We're up to Tough Pay Test, Thief Pay. Okay, says the Mechaber. This one is not strange. Im Eini Yedei Acheshbon. By the way, how much was Sfira last night?
4 weeks.
Anybody?
To the dot.
How much?
Four weeks to the dot, I think it was. Exactly.
28 days, which is 4 weeks. Good. Ayim, Shmaina Vasim Yaim, Shahim, Arba Shavuos La'aymer. Good. Says the Mechaber. What if you're counting? You're gonna, they're ready to start Sfira, but you don't know how much tonight is. Right? You're ready to count, but you don't know what the number is. So you figure, okay, I'm listening to my friend. I'll see whatever he says, that's what I'll say. Okay? So does that work? Says the Mechaber, many they are cheshbin. If you don't know the cheshbin, you don't know how many days it is. Uposach adaita delisayim kemo sheyishma mechavero. So you start, you make the bracha with the intent that you'll say what your friend says. V'shosach. So you made the bracha and you keep quiet. At sheshama mechavero. Then you hear your friend say the count. Hayom. Shmona Vesem Yom, da-da-da. V'sayim kemoyu, and then you said it afterwards. Yatza, you're a yaitza. Did he ever do yaitza? Says the Mishnah Brura. Siv hey. Siv katan chav ches. U'pasach es ha-bracha. You start the bracha. V'sayim kemoyu, and then you end off like your friend. Yatza. Rotza loyma. Afa bracha. He yaitzu with the bracha too. Daita the hachi poscha bracha. Because when you made the bracha, you had in mind that you're going to end off with what he says. The sayim. Vikasimu psichas. He ended it properly. Mikomakum nevertheless. Lechetchila. Ein le levarech. Ella in kain. Yedea metchila. Eze yom ayayim. Lechetchila. You should know the number before you start to make the bracha. The also lahafsik afilu b'shtika, because really you can't make a hefsik even with shtika. In other words, not only can't you speak out if you make the bracha, but silence is also a hefsik. The also lahafsik afilu b'shtika ben a bracha la mitzvah yoisim mechtei dibur, more than the time that it takes to say the thing. So therefore, you really have to say it like immediately to do it. You got to make sure that the hefsek isn't greater than the amount of time that it says takes to say it. So if you look in the Shaar HaTzion down, letter Lamed Zayin, you see the Shaar HaTzion? The third line, Lamed Zayin. Chai Yodam. He brings us from the Chai Yodam. He says, L'chor l'fi zeh. According to this, im lo hifsik b'shtika klal. So what if you didn't wait for him to finish? You know, the guy next to you is saying, Hayoim Tisha Shmanevi Asim Yoim. Today is 28 days, Shem Aboshu Zoymer. So, but certainly it would be better if you said it together with him. So the Mechaber is speaking that you waited till he finished and then you said it. But it certainly would be better if, while he said Hayom, you'll say Hayom with him. You'll say it together with him. That's what the Shaar HaTzion is saying. So what if you didn't make a hefsik b'shtika? Klal, you didn't pause. Ela amar mila b'mila b'chavero. You said it together with your friend, word for word. Shapi dami, that would be very good. But nevertheless, he brings up Moshe Nataz Mashu the Tzoch b'shas habrocha l'chetchila leida ez yemhu mesir. L'maisa, you should, before you make the bracha, you should know what the count is going to be. Says the next halacha here. Vav. In Pasach v'yamah, what if you start the bracha and you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Adaita Deleim Lahayoyim Dalet. You think tonight's going to be four. You think that the sphere for that night is four. So when you're making the bracha, you have kavana that you're going to say four. Shehu Sava Shehem Dalet, because he thinks today is four. Then, if he gets to Olam, he remembers, no, four was last night. With Sayim Behei. And he, in the middle, he said, Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking it's four. And then he realizes it's five. And he says, Asher Kedishan, I'm Hayam Chamishi Yom Lomer. So in the end, he actually counted the right day, even though he started off his bracha thinking the wrong day. So he says, Shusav Hashem Dal, V'niska, and then he remembered the sign behay, he said, it's fine. V'heim hay, and it was fine. So that's case number one. Oyipcha, he says, well, what about the other way? Now this is the problem, the coming up case. Shehem Dalet, let's say it really was the fourth night. Upasach Adaita Delema Dalet, and he made the bracha, Baruch Hashem Ken Mechalam, thinking, today's four, and V'tah, and then he made a mistake, Isayim Behei, but he counted five. So the Mechaber says, Ein Echoizim Avarech. In both cases, he does not have to go back and repeat the bracha. So in the first case, that makes a lot of sense. Because in the first case, he started out thinking the wrong day, but he ends off saying the right day. So good, he ended up saying the right day. That I understand. But in the second case, where he started off thinking the correct day, but he ends off with the wrong day, he says, you don't have to make a new bracha. Of course you should make a new bracha because he counted the wrong day. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that this is very difficult. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed, the Sayim Behei, that's the first day. That's the first case where he started off with the wrong number, but he ends off right. Ratzalayma, Shesipa Chamishi Yom, count the 5 days. And Lamed Aleph was the second case where he ended up counting, he started out thinking the right day, and he ended up the wrong day. Vitava Siyim, Ratzalayma, Shesipa Chamisha, Ein Achayzim of Lamed Beis, he doesn't make a new bracha. Achroinim Tamu Al Dinzeh. The Achroinim are bewildered with this din. the Bishlam of Bereisha. I understand the first case makes sense. Shesayim Behei. Because the first case, he ended up counting the right number. He ended up saying five, and it was a five, and it was the fifth day. So nicha the yatsa. So it makes sense that your yatsa sharei siper kedin, because he counted the right day. Afal gav the bishat bishas bechasai savon shudalit. Even though at the time of the bracha he thought it was four when he started the bracha, but still lav kulam, it's not a problem. Sharei af b'lay birach klal yatsa. Even if you wouldn't have made a bracha, if you count the right day, you yaitza. Avo b'seifa, but in the second case of the mechaber, my mahani lon shebishas bracha yoda ezi yaimu. So how does that help me? Just because when he started, he had kavana for the right bracha, alayakaponim bepiv, but when he counted the wrong day. Bepiv sipa yaim she'enai. V'eskimu, and all the achroinim agree, the bezeh tzarach lisa mechadish. Then this second case, they disagree with the mechaber, and they say that you have to make a new count again, ulevarech, and make a new bracha. The bechasa v'shayna ha'isa levatala. The first bracha was a bracha levatala, given shesim achrei yoyim achrei, since he said a different day, the wrong day. And moishe niske tach kedei divel esirasei. If while he was counting, then he corrected himself, so then it would be okay. So if he would have caught himself as he's saying the wrong date and fixed it, that would be okay. But Lamais, in the case that he gives, the Mechaber, he said the wrong date. So he says, Vida oid, you should know also, Dafta b'shulchan aruch mayri, sheb'eis ha'brocha ha'yedei yem ha'sfira. Even though the Mechaber is speaking, right, in his case, at the time he makes the bracha, he knows the right day. And he made his bracha with the kavanah to count the right day. But he messed up afterwards. And even though afterwards, he counted the wrong day. Many achronim say the af im beis habracha yidaita gam kein al yoyim acher, chen siper betos, yikamakaim im betarke dei diva niske sheta yisaim tekev kaigim v'yetzu b'zeh. He says that, like he really spoke this out before, if you started out with a bad kavana, you think tonight's four, and you make the bracha thinking it's four, and then you count four. But Tursky Dei Diba, while you're counting, you said it's four, you realize it's five, so then you could still say on the spot, not Chamishi Yomim. You said, Ayayim Abba, oh, Chamishi Yomim Laimer. Right? You corrected it while you were saying the wrong number, then you corrected it. So he says, that's good enough. V'yay Kasu, Dimta V'yamar, Yoyim Acher, V'chein Sipi V'tos, one second. Oy kasu dimtavi amar hayoyim yom dalad ba'omer. If he said like this, today is 4 days in the omer. Ubisach kedei diba shu yom chamishi. And in the middle of that, he realizes it's 5 days. Dayo, it's enough. She yisayim chamishi ba'omer. Even if he just said chamishi ba'omer. So we start out like this. Hayom arba yomim ba'omer. Chamishi yomim ba'omer. Chamishi yomim. So then, it's fine. That's still good enough, even though he didn't say Hayom Chamish Yomim. But saying the Chamish Yom itself would be good enough. Dayo, it's enough. She signed Chamish Ba'omer. Yaitzev is there after Loyom Hayom. And he's Yaitzev, even though he didn't say Hayom Yom Chamishi. Even Shuadai in Tarkidei Diba, since he's in the middle of the bracha, of the whole thing, it's still going to work. Okay, we'll hold it here for today. Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day. And we'll tomorrow again. 10:30, Parshas Emor. What?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Levitra.
Levi Yitzchak. Okay.
So the question is like that. What do we say in the case, let's say the person is asking me before I'm going to say, before I'm going to make a sphira on this particular day, so he's asking me to make now, what the day is today? So if his way of counting a sphira to say bo oimer and my way is to say lo oimer, can I tell him the sphira for this particular day if I'm saying him bo oimer? And it seems to be like...
It doesn't make a difference if you said bo oimer, lo oimer. If you didn't say anything, it's also good. The Mishnah Berurah told us before, even if you wouldn't say the word, you're yaitzer. If you just say Hayayim Chamisha Yamin and you don't say anything, you'll be yaitzer.
Oh, okay, because I remember the question, like a Lutheran Lag Bo Oimer. The day before Lag Bo Oimer, like I see people, they don't pronounce it, so to speak. So
technically, if someone asked you on Lag Bo Oimer, how much is it? And you say, today's Lag Bo Oimer. You can still count. Okay, first of all, remember we had a halacha that you have to count the weeks also. When you say it's Lag Bo Oimer, you're just saying days. You didn't say the weeks, so you're certainly not yaitzer with that.
I see. Thank you.
Okay, and also you don't have kavana to be yaitzer anyway. Right, you just said today's like Boimer. You don't have Kavanah to be Yaitzah sphere with that. It would not be a problem. Okay, we'll see you later. Or we'll speak later. Mirza Shem. Kal Tov.
Bye-bye.
Bye.